Wimbledon 2025, meet British qualifier Oliver Tarvet before he plays Carlos Alcaraz at the All England Club, BBC Sport, date modified colon 2025-07-02T05:17:52.962Z, description colon from off the radar teenager to US college star, British qualifier Oliver Tarvet is aiming to stun Carlos Alcaraz, dot. Don't call him Oliver. The British qualifier aiming to stun Alcaraz, image source, Getty Images. Image caption, on his Grand Slam debut at Wimbledon, Ollie Tarvet beat Switzerland's Leandro Righi in front of a supportive home crowd, Laura Scott, sports news correspondent, Jonathan Jureyko, BBC Sport tennis news reporter at Wimbledon, published, 5 hours ago, if you're just hearing about the British underdog who has caught Wimbledon's imagination, then there's one thing he would like you to know, he's Ollie, not Oliver, Tarvet. I usually only get called Oliver when my mum is annoyed at me. So you know, I try to avoid it at all costs, the 21-year-old said. He added that when he heard Oliver being shouted from the stands of Court 4 during his first round victory on Monday, it made him think he had done something wrong. The fans could be forgiven for not knowing, after all. He is the world number 733 making his Grand Slam debut. But he is quickly carving a name for himself and is unfazed by what lies ahead in the second round, namely, defending champion Carlos Alcaraz on center court on Wednesday in front of 15,000 fans. Should the U.S. college student win, it would mark the biggest upset in Wimbledon history. But he is not ruling out his chances, choosing to see it as an opportunity, not an experience. I don't really like the word experience because I feel like then you're just there to almost just spectate, you don't really have the expectation to win, he told BBC Sport. And, obviously, I'm not saying that I expect to win. But at the same time I feel like I've been quietly confident this whole tournament and it's got me to where I am. A big thing for me is just playing the ball, not the player. For his father Gary, it is a moment he can scarcely believe. What a mouth-watering prospect, he said. A week of qualifying, a round one win. And this is just too much. It is going to be fun because Ollie has played in front of big crowds, 700 or 800, maybe 1,000. To go in front of 15,000, that is quite a step up, isn't it? This kid is incredible. Tennis was not an obvious career choice when Tarvet was young. His mother Jennifer is a teacher and his father is a construction manager. But their family home in St. Albans was very close to Batchwood Tennis Center, where he played 5 times a week. Tarvet had his first proper tennis lesson when he was 6. His memory of that day is a little hazy, but for his first coach, Ben Wood, it is as if it were yesterday. I can just remember thinking this kid is incredible, I couldn't believe it. I've always stood by this, it was the best first impression anyone ever gave me in a first lesson. I kept making the challenge harder and he kept coming up with it. This is like a 6-year-old who shouldn't be able to do those things, so I was blown away, straight away. A talented footballer and cricketer, Tarvet's focus fully switched to tennis when he was a teenager. He was homeschooled for his A-levels so he could play full-time at the Unique Tennis Academy in London. He cites the program as a big stepping stone in his development. I have a lot of appreciation and gratitude for what those guys did for me, said Tarvet. I wasn't on anyone's radar as a teenager, but they took me in and saw me as one of their own. The improvements he made enabled Tarvet to start seriously thinking about moving towards a professional playing career, image source. Getty Images. Image caption, Tarvet usually plays in front of small but boisterous U.S. college crowds, another advert for U.S. college route, rather than going straight into the ADP Tour ranks, Tarvet decided the best option was to learn his craft in American college tennis. Tarvet is studying for a communications and marketing degree at the University of San Diego and said he owes a lot to his coaches and teammates there. He is the latest British player to try the American college system, with others including Cameron Norrie and Jacob Fearnley. But why has it become a popular route? I think players are maturing a bit later, said Mark Hilton, LTA men's national coach. Careers are lasting longer. And also the competition over there is great. Not many players are ready to play pro tennis at 18 and go to places where not many people watch, and it's financially very difficult as well. So if you can mature and go through that process of 3 to 4 years of being in a great program, good coaches, playing within a team, getting an education, they often come out more mature. I can win against anyone, British qualifier Tarvit to face Alcaraz, published one day ago, I deserve it, GB qualifier wants prize money change, published 4 days ago, time overseas has been fruitful in developing Tarvit's winning mentality. He earned victories in 23 of 25 matches this year, ranking him inside the top 5 singles players in the National Collegiate Athletic Association, NCAA, championships. On the professional circuit, Tarvit has won 5 titles on the ITF Tour, the third tier below the ADP and Challenger Tours, including one this year in San Diego. But NCAA rules mean players are restricted in how much they can claim from professional tournaments. Tarvit's run through qualifying to the second round means he should be taking home prize money of £99,000, which would increase to £152,000 if he beats Alcaraz. However, he is only allowed to claim $10,000, £7,290, in profit every year, as well as any expenses incurred during the events, Gareth. Inside joke shows colorful character. Tarvit describes himself as fiery on the court and he has showed over the past week he is not afraid to express himself. During qualifying week his shouts of Gareth. After winning points were a particular source of amusement, and intrigue. A giggling Tarvit would not divulge the full meaning, but hinted it was a reference to former Wales footballer Gareth Bale. My teammates were laughing and they were blowing up our group chat because I was saying it, said Tarvit, who supports Liverpool. But people are going to have to wonder, I'm sorry. My teammates were already annoyed at me for how much information I gave out. It's just the inside joke to keep guys accountable of their decision making, that's all I'm going to say. Related topics, tennis, more on this story, live scores, results, and order of play, get tennis news sent straight to your phone, published January 31st, top stories, live. Wokes strikes early for England in second India test, 66,617 viewing 67K viewing, live. Van der Merwe powers over as Lions fight back to lead Queensland Reds, 32,714 viewing 33K viewing, don't call him Oliver, the British qualifier aiming to stun Alcaraz, published 5 hours ago, elsewhere on the BBC, a sinister drama inspired by a complex criminal case. Maisie and Susie's Guide to the 2025 Women's Euros, Zara McDermott's investigation into modern stalking, the inside story of the CIA continues, elsewhere in sport. Don't call him Oliver, the British qualifier aiming to stun Alcaraz, like Nadal, why does Lefty Draper have an advantage? Video like Nadal, why does Lefty Draper have an advantage? England face questions after bump back down to earth. Why is Alcaraz not world number one? Video: why is Alcaraz not world number one? Faith amid the fury, how Lion King Itoge keeps his peace, sweltering Switzerland, how hot is Euro 2025 going to be? Is it conceivable that Mercedes could drop Russell for Verstappen? Al Hilal climb Everest, but worrying signs for Man City, meet the only English manager at the Euros, all kinds of wizardry. Best shots from day one of Wimbledon. Video: all kinds of wizardry. Best shots from day one of Wimbledon, FIFA should consider playing World Cup final at 9 a.m, I can't hear it, Wimbledon's first day of electronic calling, what are main questions facing England before Euros, a family affair as Poulter and son battle to qualify for Open, have we watched Messi's final game on global stage, who will win Euro 2025? BBC pundits make their predictions. Video: who will win Euro 2025? BBC pundits make their predictions, Verstappen, Russell, and Mercedes, what factors are at play, the end of one of football's great fullback duos, where do they rank, the Commonwealth Games swimmer who might not see 40, the chase is on, Why No Team Can Feel Safe Against Stokes England, Home News Sport Business Innovation Culture Travel Earth Audio Video Live, Terms of Use About the BBC. Privacy Policy Cookies Accessibility Help Parental Guidance Contact the BBC BBC Emails for You Advertise with Us, Copyright 2025 BBC. The BBC is not responsible for the content of external sites. Read about our approach to external linking, window_underscore_underscore_initial_data_underscore_equals_backslash_data_backslash_colon_backslash_global_navigation_country_equals_it_and_language_equals_engb_and_service_equals_commercial_backslash_colon_backslash_name_backslash_colon_backslash_global_navigation_backslash_comma_backslash_props_backslash_colon_backslash_country_backslash_colon_backslash_it_backslash_comma_backslash_language_backslash_colon_backslash_engb_backslash_comma_backslash_service_backslash_colon_backslash_commercial.